Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you're listening to me from this morning. I am so excited that you took the time to join us this morning. We are going to be having a ball here this morning on the New Day Show. However, before we get into what is about to take place, as I promised my listeners when I started using the voiceover, that we will still play the theme song, because I got emails about, oh, we love that song. It set the stage for us. So I will continue doing that. And as I promised, I love to stay true to my word. So now here is the theme song for our show.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes, we want to be more than just a friend. Again, yes. It is another amazing Wednesday morning in Connecticut. We had some delicious showers in the wee hours of the morning, round about 4 a.m. The showers were coming down. So all the plants and the shrubs and everything, they are smiling this morning, because they have been drenched, they have been blessed, they have been moistured. And I tell you, we can just enjoy some of the same luscious feeling that the plants are enjoying this morning. Yes, as always, I am your host, Dynamic Daphne, and I'm always so excited to be on the air here with you. I miss being on live on Sunday. However, I chose one of the best conversation I could have replayed. And that was the conversation with my sister, Yolanda Webb. Locke does not live here. And I must tell you, people really downloaded the replay. So thank you guys for your support. I also want to let you know that the number to call in and be part of the conversation is 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. And today's conversation, we are talking about listening with purpose and intent. Listening with purpose and intent. And that is an extremely important topic for us as entrepreneurs and small business people. So I hope that you will take the time to call in 646-915-8166 and give me your input about this topic and what it means for you and how you yourself has embraced this formula in what you are doing. I also want to mention to you that my nonprofit, you all know that I founded the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., nonprofit organization to fund the feeding program at my school, the breakfast feeding program at my former elementary school in Jamaica, West Indies, the Carmel Primary School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. And also my long-range goal is to empower the parents to grow the produce. And also, when we raise enough money, we would like to build a cafeteria. So with that being said, I have a new board member, Christine Duval, and I thank you. I tell you, she hit the ground running. The sister is already setting up a fundraiser for a dodgeball tournament. So I want you to listen in the weeks ahead to hear what she's saying about it on here and to see how you can support us, whether you are local in Connecticut or New York, wherever you are going to be able to support us with that fundraiser. Because we are looking for food, we're looking for sponsorship, we're looking for teams. So wherever you are, if it's even $3 or $4 or $5 you can help us out with, it will be beneficial to us. And if you are listening and you would like to donate to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., you can do so with the email address through PayPal, DynamicDaphne1@gmail.com. DynamicDaphne1@gmail.com. And that will take you directly to the PayPal account that is set up to receive donation on our behalf. We are also set up on GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. We also have that set up there for the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Moravian School. So we are very excited, and I thank Christine for hitting the ground running. I mean, it's just on Mother's Day, she was excited about coming on board, and she already is doing some amazing, amazing things. So I thank you, Christine, for buying into the program and for your willingness to help us. As you know, we are on air twice a week. We are on Sundays and on Wednesdays. Sundays we are on at 7 p.m. and Wednesdays, excuse me, we are on at 9 a.m. through noon. At 10 a.m. through noontime Eastern Standard Time. And this Sunday, do I have a guest for you? I have Laura Wilson, who is known as the Love Coach. So if you are looking to spice up your love life or get into one, Laura, you must listen to her. And she's going to be on this Sunday at the 26th at 7 p.m. She will be the guest on the radio show here. I met Laura via the Inspiring Feminine Summit, which I am one of the experts on that. And she was also one of the experts. So that's how come I listen and learn about what she is doing. And she has an amazing story. So if you are looking to spice up your love life, I encourage you to stop in on Sunday evening at 7 p.m. so you can learn some of the tricks of the trade from Laura Wilson. So again, we are going to be going into today's episode of the A New Day Show. And as I mentioned, that we are going to be speaking about listening with purpose and intent. Listening with purpose and intent. And we're going to start off by giving what's the definition of intent. The act or fact of intent, especially the design or purpose to commit. It can be done a wrongful criminal act, or just the way you go into something. We all want to listen, but why are we listening? Is there a plan to why we are listening? What is our intention? What do we want to come out of that conversation with? What's the state of mind we went into the listening with? So we go in with an intention. We go to a meeting and we have an intention of what we are going to contribute, what we hope to gather from. So we go in there and know what is our intention here. What's my intention here today? And some people go without any intention. So when you look at examples of intention, you hear people say, what was the writer's intent when they did that document? You know, what you understand from reading the material, was that the writer's intent? So that's some of the things that we are going to be talking about today. And I want to share a few of a few quotes for you. Yes, I researched and found some quotes that I wanted to share with you. I'm trying to find them on my computer. Okay, so Larry King says, I like that. He says, I remind myself every morning, nothing I say this day will teach me anything. So if I'm going to learn, I must do it by listening. Isn't that the truth? We as entrepreneurs can say, if we are going to grow our business or if we are going to become successful, we ought to be listening. Francois de la Rochefoucauld says, and I think I just messed that last name up, so let me spell it for you. It's Rochefoucauld is the last name. The quote says, to listen closely and reply well is the highest perfection we are able to attain in the art of a conversation. Catherine Whitehorn says, a good listener is not someone with nothing to say. A good listener is a talker with sore throat. Ha! Powerful, right? And this one is from an unknown author. Speak without offending. Listen without defending. And Marilyn verse 7, to acquire knowledge, one must study, but to acquire wisdom, one must observe. So you see how important listening is. Very, very, very important. Okay, so this episode of the A New Day Show is brought to us by AMD Law Group. And here's a word from our sponsor.
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
Yes, that's very important. You know, as entrepreneurs, we must learn how to protect our stuff. And lots of us, we are leaving our stuff out there unprotected. So this is why we partner up with AMD Law Group to help us to protect our stuff. Yes, so this morning conversation, we are speaking about listening with purpose and intent. And as a species, I think that we all have a slight little problem. And you're probably saying what that problem is, or some might be saying, yeah, we have a lot more than one. But I think that what I have noticed, especially going to conferences or networking events, is that most of the people I come across, you know, they love to talk and they love to give advice. And some of us love to give advice, and some of us even love to argue. However, very few of us as a species, the human race, wants to listen. I think some people love the sound of their voice so much and they forget to listen to others. And it is a shame because especially as entrepreneur and small business people, if we are refusing to listen, we are keeping our business or preventing our business from growing. So this is why I decided this morning that we are going to approach this topic head on, and I'm going to have some discussion around listening and listening with intent. There are some of you who are entrepreneurs, however, you are still part of the corporation or of the corporate world or the large companies out there. And I know you will affirm when I say that large corporations and companies are investing huge sum of monies to bring consultants in-house to work with their staff and employees to develop good listening skills and to help them to understand about the power with listening with intent. Great listening skills is one of the most powerful traits that we as entrepreneurs can have. because this is the way that we grow our business. This is the way we create new products. This is the way we build success. And this is the way that we will create wealth. And you're probably saying, how is that so? Our clients, our customers, our networks are the people who keeps talking to us, excuse me, and keep telling us what we want. Here is what we want. Here is what we are looking for. Whether it is a service or a product, when we listen, and we not only hear, but we listen with intent, we know what our customers are craving for, and we can go out there and deliver. When we decide that we must begin to listen with purpose and intent, we must understand the importance of removing our ego out of the equation. When, let me just get a sip of water here to moisten my throat. Yep, that feels much better. Water always does the trick for most things. Are we listening carefully? That's a question all of us need to ask ourselves. Are we listening carefully? Then we are missing the point if we answer yes to that question, because listening carefully is not enough. Neither is it as important as listening with purpose and intent. Because we can listen carefully and have no purpose. We can listen carefully for an entire day and not gather any intent and not leave with any intent of why we were there. If we are like most people, we go into meetings and put on our usual listening act. Oh yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. Sometimes you'll even hear people say, "Oh, I hear you." However, the door to avoid all the distractions when we are in the meeting or the conversation, we must look the person in the eye. We take a few notes. And we repeat what they said ever so often. The message is clear. We are listening carefully. We are listening with purpose and intent. It is also a great idea if we jot notes down before we go, bullet points. So we know why we are going in the meeting. Because most people aren't listening carefully. They're not listening with purpose or intent. And really and truly, listening with purpose and intent is the fundamental. And it's the most important key in listening with intent. If big corporations are becoming aware that is needed in their organization, why aren't we as small business people and entrepreneurs adopting some of these principles? some people spend thousands upon thousands of dollars creating a logo, creating, they say, I have to work with a branding specialist. And I'm not saying that those things are not correct. But oftentimes I think that we have this thing backwards. We have it all turned around. Because instead of speaking with our customers and the people that we serve and hear what they are saying and ask them the questions, we are just going about doing it all by ourselves. We must understand that when we decide to listen with purpose and intent, it's really not about us. It is about the message and messages that is being delivered to us from the general public or from our clients and our customers. As I progress here, I am going to go through just some information that I found when I researched the topic here, listening with purpose and intent. In context, when we communicate the process of listening with intent, we look on what the idea is, what's encoded in that from the idea, what's the message? How do we decode that message and what is the meaning that we are getting from that? Shapira says about listening with purpose is that the logical result of communication is misunderstanding. Encoding and decoding variables includes experiences, knowledge, beliefs, values, attitudes, culture, and priorities. So, what is this telling us? That you and I, when we enter into a conversation, we are going to be encoding and decoding based on our past experiences. So we are not going in there without any preconceived notions. And all of these has to do with our past experiences, one. What's our knowledge on the topic or the material? Our beliefs also come into play. And this can has to do with our cultural beliefs, our ethnic beliefs, our religious or spiritual beliefs. All of these things come into play when we enter into a conversation. What values do we intend to walk away from the conversation with? So we go there with all of that in our minds before entering. What's our attitude like when you're going? Are we contributing to the conversation? Are we walking in there ready even before we listen to what's going on? To be giving advice, remember a few minutes I mentioned about we are so quick to talk that we are always giving advice, and even some of us end up arguing with other people. And what lessons has our cultures done for us? What our culture tells us about such and such a thing? And what are the priorities there? Is it a priority? It's like yesterday I was in a conversation with someone, and she asked me a question about the material we were discussing, and I was certain about what I would be willing to do and what I would not be willing to do. And I went into that conversation listening with intent, because although I was utilizing the initial service that was presented, it was my intention not to carry on with what was being offered, because it was not a priority to me right now. And it's the same thing when we listen as entrepreneurs. Some of the things that we might be hearing, they might not be priority for us at a certain time. And that's why we got to listen with purpose and intent. If you are just joining us, the number you can call to be part of the conversation is 646-915-8166. The chat room is up and running. The phone lines are open. And we would love to have your input into this conversation, listening with intent and purpose. Listening with purpose and intent. As we listened, the different messages that we receive becomes very complex. You know, especially for those of us who go into staff meetings and things like that, if you have ever done it, you know how complex it gets. So in order to come out of that, getting the best for you and for the time that you spend there, you got to look for what are the facts. Regardless of all the turmoil that's going on there, what's the facts here? I'm listening. I need to get the facts here. Let me pull out the facts. You know, how am I feeling through all of this? I mean, this is what's going on, but what's my feelings here? You know, are your intentions being met? Because you got to know that the chairperson of the meeting or whoever is facilitating the meeting, they will not be taking these things into consideration, no matter how complex the message is. You got to figure this out for yourself. So, what desired action is needed? What is the desired action that is needed? Were you able to acknowledge the speaker's value in the message? So, as you view the complexity of the message, you're going to be looking at the facts of the message. What are your feelings toward the message? Were your intentions met? What desired actions? And did the speaker, were you able to acknowledge the speaker's value in the message? And all the things that I've just mentioned are human variables, and they are going to be there. So you just got to deal with them so that you can leave out of there with what you went for, which is to gather the purpose and your intent. Don't allow those things to interfere with you getting the best out of the message that is being delivered. I found a survey that this survey was done, from University of Wisconsin, and this is how they broke down the perception of a message. Body language, personal, and I'm going to read them based on personal, phone, and email. Body language, personal is 55% of the message. Telephone is 20%. Email, of course, we know is 0%. Tone for personal is 38%. On the telephone, it just went up. That is 60%. And email, you can get a 30% tone. And words for personal is 7%. Phone is 20% and email is 70%. So there are some statistics for you. Baker, a favorite quote from Baker says, "Words have no meaning, people have meaning." Yes. In Jamaica, they says, what they say again? Stick and stones may break my bone, but I forget it. If anybody's listening out there and you are a Jamaican, just call me up 646-915-816 and remind me of that quote in Jamaica that says about sticks and stones may break my bone, but something another. I forget it. Here are some insights on how we can improve our communication process. As the source, we have to think about the source. We think about the message, and then we look at how the message is being received. So when we look on the receiver now as the source, how did they receive the message? And now we kind of reverse the role, because we sent the message out to them. Was that message clear? Was it any misinterpretations or anything? So now the receiver receives the message. They become the source. And they want to repeat the message. Remember at the beginning when I mentioned about repeat what you hear. Oftentimes you'll say, well, this is what I hear you say. So I am now the source of the message. You became the receiver. So you could in turn says, Daphne, this is what I hear you say. So now I just reverse my role, and you as the receiver who received my message, by repeating what you heard me say, you now became the source and I became the receiver. And if my message was clear enough, you now as the source would have delivered the message back to me accurately. And that's one simple step of us improving our communication process. Don't ask people, did you understand what I say? And they say yes. Would you please repeat for me what I told you? Would you please repeat for me what I told you? And I like that because I coordinate a French cultural exchange program. And the French students, when they arrive, they are always saying yes. Oui, oui, oui. It doesn't matter what the host family tells them to do. Whether they believe it, yes or no, they say yes. Or, I mean, whether they understand, not believe, they would say yes. They say oui. And let's use an example like the trash or do the dishes or something. And the host families would leave several hours and come back, and whatever they told them to do was not done. And I say, well, how did you know the student understood what you said? Because they said yes. And I said, that's not good enough. You must ask them what they're saying yes to. Would you please repeat what you heard me say? Because it's a language barrier. And then the easiest way out is to say oui. So if they say oui, which is yes in French, and you say, okay, they understand, and you come back, you get bent out of shape. So I just wanted to share that little piece of advice to you. There I am giving advice to again. So just so you ask people to repeat what they heard you say, and this way you will avoid miscommunication, and you'll also use this process, although simple, to improve your communication skills. And the more we do that, it is going to become a habit to us. I want to share another quote from you, and this comes from Carl Rogers. Man's inability to communicate is a result of his failure to listen. On the money, on the money. Again, Carl Rogers. Man's inability to communicate is a result of his failure to listen. Become a great listener. And not only a great listener, but a listener who listens with intent and purpose. Assign importance. Listening is 50% of your job. Builds relationships. It shows you care. It's universally valued, and it helps management. It's a management skill once we learn to listen with purpose and intent. However, there are a lot of top management people who leave this skill unused. You know, they don't listen with intent to the staff people or employees, and they just figure, you know, what we are saying, we know it all, and this is just the way it is. But we as entrepreneurs, we got to learn from their mistakes and make sure we don't make the same mistakes in our business, because a lot of times when we make those mistakes, it's costing us dearly. We don't have the money to recoup from that damage that us not listening has brought onto us. So it is more economical to listen with purpose and intent, and we will lessen the budget we are going to spend to correct the problem. Listening is 50% of our job. I just mentioned that. And put yourself in the position of a person who is having the conversation. And when you were the one who had the mic, let's say, that means that it was your time to speak. Position yourself at a networking event. When you were speaking, how did you feel? How did you feel when all eyes were on you? Everyone gave you their undivided attention. People gave you feedback about what you were saying. How did that make you feel? And as you listen, I am praying that you're taking notes. I want for you to jot down your answer to the question on that. How did it make you feel? The next question I want for you to ask yourselves: what was your impression of the people you were in the conversation with? You can call them your partners if you may, because each time we go to a networking group, we are in small groups of people that we get into conversation with. So we can either call them, what was your impression of your group or your partner or with the person you were in the conversation with? What was your impression? I want you to write that down on the paper. And for those of you who are writing down, if you care to call in to share that, you're welcome. You can say where you're calling from if you don't want to say your name, but saying your name would be good. It means that you're taking ownership for what you're doing and saying. Now, what did you want to do at the end of that conversation? So the questions were: how did it make you feel? What was your impression of your group? What did you want to do at the end of the conversation? So if you want to call in, 646-915-8166, call in and let's talk about your answers to those three questions. And remember, there's no wrong or right. It's just the way you are, because we are having this conversation this morning because we are looking to improve our listening skills. As of 1 p.m. today, we are beginning, as a matter of fact, right now, 10:48 a.m. on Wednesday, the 22nd of May, we are beginning to live our lives by listening with purpose and intent. It doesn't matter whether we are in a business conversation or a personal conversation or a conversation with our spouses or siblings or children. Yes, husbands, this is for you. We have made a commitment today that we are going to be listening with purpose and intent. Listening with purpose and intent also helps us to build better and more valuable relationships. And I have three quotes here that I have selected to share as I discuss this topic of building relationships through intentive and purposeful listening. Deborah Tanner says, "Listening is a sign of respect. It makes people feel valuable." Isn't that the truth? Listening is a sign of respect. It makes people feel valuable. Carl Menninger says, "Listening is a magic force." No, let me start over with this one. Listening is a magnetic force the people we move toward. So as we listen, it's like magnet. You know, when you put that magnet next to the pin cushion, you know what happened. The magnet just draws the entire pin cushion to it. It doesn't matter how many pins are on it. And this is the same thing that listening does for us. People are going to want to be in your company because they are listened to, because they are respected, because you make them feel valuable. So they become connected to you. They know it's not all about you, but you have put a pace in there for them. Sue Patton-Tolle says, when someone listens, our spirits expand. When someone listens, our spirits expand. And that is so true. I know personally for me, when I'm being listened to, I feel as if I am adding value. I tell you, I have been involved in conversation where each time I make an attempt to say something, someone cuts me off. And then for the rest of the time, I stand there as if I'm mute. Because for each attempt I make or somebody else makes, somebody else wants to just manipulate the conversation and to take control. So be careful. Know that your listening helps to build valuable relationships. So don't be one of those persons who are cutting people off in a conversation because you want to give advice. Listening is showing the other person that you care. And there are some quotes by some very important people that supports that. President, Dr. Nichols says, listening demonstrates genuine interest. And you know too. You are in a conversation, you're in a gathering, and you begin to listen to somebody, and you wasn't really sure when they stood up or when they started speaking. But as they continued, you became so interested. All of a sudden, your shoulders became taller. You were more alert. And you began to give them your undivided attention. And as a public speaker, or if you are listening and you are a speaker yourself, I know you will agree with me in saying that as speakers, a lot of times when we are on stage, we are going through our audience, we are looking at different people, and we keep our focus, we direct our focus on that person who is showing us that they care about what we are saying. You know, nothing is going to get my eyes off the speaker. I want to hear every word. You can look and you say, wow, this person is listening with intent. This person came into this room for a purpose. So each and every one of us can gain value as we look through our audience and just to connect with that person who is showing us through their body language and everything that they care about what we are saying. A good listener is a silent flatterer. A good listener is a silent flatterer, and that's a proverb. J. Richard Clark says, no one cares. One who One who cares is one who listens. No one cares if they are not listening. One who cares is the one who listens. No one cares if they are not listening. So remember, you can call in and share your insights on the topic of listening with purpose and intent. There are some universally valued quotes that have been used all across the world by some famous leaders. Dr. Ralph Nichols, the most basic of human needs is to be understood. How can we understand others? We can do so by listening to them and listening with purpose and intent. A leader in Argentina says, "He who speaks sows, he who listens reaps. He who speaks sows, he who listens reap." And it goes back again to the illustration I used when I mentioned about improving your communication, and when you are the source and sending the message out, and when the receiver became the source and to pass the message back to you. That's the time when you become the receiver and you know, well, yes, my message was clear. It was well received. Now I am positioned to receive it with purpose and intent. So yes, this is a good one to remember. He who speaks sows, and he who listens reap. And a leader in Cuba says, every head is a world. Every head is a world. Every head is a world. And I think that we can affirm that because we have gone through so many experiences in our lives and the knowledge that we have. So if we could just empty that out, it would be a world full of information that can help us to utilize our listening skills extremely better. In Turkey, someone says, if speaking is silver, then listening is gold. It doesn't matter in what language, it doesn't matter in what gender. Study has shown us that listening is far more important than speaking. Listening is far more important than speaking. And we all need to learn that it is never too late to start doing the right thing. And I know that there are many entrepreneurs out there. They spend a lot of money buying everything that they see online, every quick fix. And I know if we would begin to listen more intently and with purpose, a lot of our problems would have been solved. I tell you, this episode is not just for you, the listeners. It's for me too, because as I present these conversations, they are for me to implement as well. Not only you, the listeners, not only for your business, but for my business as well. And I tell you, for me, it has to do with personal, and it also has to do with spiritual. Because I tell you, there are times when I'm directed by spirit to do some things, and I got to tell you, can I just be transparent here and be real? There are times when I'm instructed by spirit to do some things and I fight it because that's not what I want to do. But as I've matured over the years and I have become more obedient, I know that there is a purpose to everything I do, including my listening. I must operate with intentions, not only in certain aspects of my life, but in all aspects of my life. Then I became more obedient. Even right here with the format of this show, you, for those of you who have been following me for years, it's we stepped over in our 5-year mark on this radio show. For those of you who have been following me all this time and listening, you know that the format has changed and the way we're doing things has changed. And I don't know that it is going to remain this way, because as I listen to you, the listeners, and as I listen to the Spirit, I got to follow through and deliver what I am told to do. So I know sometimes it kind of sounds spooky, but it is just the way that it is. And I feel good about it. I feel wonderful about it. I mentioned a few minutes ago that there are many managers and bosses who are not using up all the listening tools that can help them to be more effective. And there are some quotes I found in my research as well that I want to share with you. Dr. Russell's and Black said, intelligent listening is more persuasive than talking. Intelligent listening is more persuasive than talking. So remember, a lot of time you hear somebody say, zip it, zip it, just zip it. Can you just zip it? You don't always got to talk, but you are always coming out a winner when you decide to listen with intent and with purpose. Dr. Stephen Covey says, seek first to understand, then to be understood. Seek first to understand, then to be understood. It's not all about you talking, but it's all about the listening. And there's a Chinese proverb which says, to listen well is a powerful means of influence. To listen well is a powerful and a means of influence. People, remember when I mentioned that people are always going to want to be around you, because when they're in a conversation with you, you are not cutting them off. You're listening to them. You're giving them feedback. This is what this is about. To listen well is a powerful and means of influence. You can influence many people because you have the greatest listening skills. People want to be around you because they want to emulate you. They want to model you. They want to be like you. Oh. She listens. I oftentimes I am on the phone and people will say, Daphne, are you there? Yes, I am listening you. I'm here. I'm listening you. And I've not always been like that. There were times in my life when I would enter a conversation and I have my pad and pen ready. And the first sentence out of the person's mouth, I am always ready to be barking out advice and everything. But as I've matured and grown over the years and understand the reason that I listen, I have become so much better. I can listen for the entire length of the conversation. And at the end, when the person has signed off and stopped speaking, I can say, are you through? May I give you feedback? Because I took the time to jot down everything on a pad, and I have bullet points to which I can give the person feedback. And people are always saying, wow, I cannot believe that you got all of that. It's not, I'm not better than anybody. I have just continually made the commitment to listen with purpose and intent. And if you have a bitter challenge doing that, I encourage you that you type a 3x5 card, or you write it and put it on your mirror, put it on your computer screen, or make it your, what you call the thing that you save, your screensaver. Make it be your screensaver, so every time you look on your computer, you see, listen with purpose and intent. Because you're going to find out that your clients are getting closer to you because you are delivering what it is they want from you. Remember, the number you can call to be part of the dialogue this morning is 646-915-8166. I want to welcome guest 292 to the show. Let me hear from you. What insight do you have? Have you been someone who has been over the years listening with purpose and intent? If so, what has it been doing for your business? Both by bringing in client and helping you to grow your business and to grow your revenue. How do we prepare to listen? Listening is a conscious, motivated choice that we all make in life. We can be present, yet we can be absent. We can be there in body, and our minds and souls are somewhere else, and our intentions are somewhere else. So we must make a conscious choice to be motivated enough that we are going to listen with intent and with purpose. If we refuse to be motivated about listening, ain't nothing that is going to happen. We must enter a conversation with a clear purpose. I've mentioned that before too. And it's just like I'm going over some of these points at this time. We must enter the conversation with a clear purpose and an open mind. Why? We know what it says on the agenda. But why am I going in there? I stopped by a place the other day to visit someone, and I was told to go quickly to see this person because this person was supposed to be on her way to a meeting. And I said, I just rushed in here to say hi. I hear you're going to a meeting. And she said, no, I'm not going. And I looked at her body language, and I did not see any reason why she wanted to go. She wasn't motivated about her choice to attend the meeting. So She didn't go to the meeting. She spent the time in her office, and I'm sure that was a more valuable time spent for her. So you ask yourself that question. Every meeting I'm participating in, or every conversation I am participating in, am I motivated to participate? Do I have a clear purpose and an open mind of intent when I go there? And only you will know the answer to those questions. You don't have to call in and tell me that if you want to share your experience pertaining to that. Yes. Again, we talk about when you go, don't go empty-handed. You go and you bring questions to the meeting. Don't go empty-handed. Don't go as a fault finder. But you go so you can contribute to the meeting, contribute to the conversation, not be criticizing and nitpicking. But how can you add value to that conversation? Here is an exercise that we can use to clear our minds before we go into a conversation or a meeting. And especially for those people who go meetings back to back, from one meeting to another, a lot of times you can go into one meeting taking the baggages and all the clutter from the other meeting. So in order to be able to do that, you have to develop some kind of an exercise for yourself to declutter or to clear your mind before you go into the next meeting. It might not even be a meeting with more than one person. It might be a meeting where you're going to be doing staff evaluations. And you might go in, whether it's pleasant or not so pleasant, the first or the previous evaluation, you got to clear your head so that you go into the next approach with a virgin mind, clear virgin mind. I am going in this mind only thinking about Daphne's progress, Daphne's work, Daphne's contribution, not taking Beatrice, Sylvia, Jonathan in with me. So now instead of one person, it's four people that I'm thinking about. And the person that is now sitting in front of me will not be getting the benefits of our conversation because my mind was not clear from the previous ones. So here's an exercise that you can begin to adopt to clear your minds. Purpose, what am I trying to accomplish? And you take a few minutes to do this for yourself before the next person comes or before you move into the next conversation. Hey, what am I looking to accomplish here? Jot them down, bullet points. You know I am an advocate for bullet points because I always like to jot my bullet points down and have them, set them aside that I can just glance on them each time. Be honest enough to ask yourself this question. What clutter am I bringing to the conversation? I just mentioned that if you use the scenario of a staff evaluation and, you know, you keep going from one person to the other, to the other, to the other. I mean, even if you give yourself a 5 minutes or a 10 minutes break between each person, it will afford for you to clear your mind You know, you can declutter your mind because you don't want to go into the next conversation or the next evaluation with a cluttered mind. So you ask yourself, what clutters am I bringing to this conversation? And when you identify them, what can I do to rid my mind of these clutters? What can I do to rid my mind and my heart of this clutter, my attitude, my behavior of these? So only you can do it for yourself. Nobody else can do it. And you must be honest to you in order to do that. So this way, when you practice this activity to clear your mind, your heart, and you go into each conversation fresh and new with no preconceived notion, no cluttered mind, no baggages from previous conversation, you will find out that you are getting 100+% of the best values in the conversations. So again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And for those of you in the chat room, if you have a question or a remark or a comment, please write it and I will do my best to address it for you. So we are continuing our conversation. We have 43 minutes remaining and we are having our conversation on listening with purpose and intent. And I hope that the little insights that I'm giving you this morning is worth it for you. Now, here are some questions that we can all use as a follow-up or probes to our conversation. You remember that I mentioned about writing the things down on my bullet points and have my pad next to me. If you have a pad, if you want to write them over in the margin line, you can do that. This way you have them right in front of you. So you must learn to write things down. Create an easy opening question. So you start off with the easiest question and then you graduate up. Look at your questions and take notes. You know, as you ask your questions and the person is giving you feedback, take notes about what they're saying. I know some people use a recorder, but whatever way you do it. I know, excuse me, I went to the conference about a month ago and I noticed, I said, oh boy, I got to go, treat me to one. I think they are the iPods or something. iPods that it's like a mini computer. It does everything. It can take pictures. It can tape. And I'm looking. And there the lady is sitting next to me. And she's not taking any notes. All she does, she just take a shot of the overhead as it comes up on the screen. And she's taping the speaker and everything. And I say, wow. Because I take notes so slow. And a lot of times I miss things. So I think I got to invest in one of those and treat myself for my birthday. Plus, they are so much easier to travel around instead of the laptop. So there's something for you. You might want to invest into to help you as you are in these conversations. It's always a wonderful thing to use a lot of follow-up probes when we are trying to summarize conversation. However, it's important to write them down and have them organized so you can use them to probe, to get more answers for what you want. And that's where our listen with intent comes in. When you go there with a clear intention of what it is you expect to leave with or to end with, you can ask probing questions to expand on that which you are seeking to obtain. Don't pause. Don't fear silence. You know, a lot of times people don't write their questions down and they're humming on hum. And before that, a lot of friction will arise and people don't know what they're thinking and people start to groan and mourn and grumble and everything. So have your stuff organized and pace yourself as you speak, because if you need to gather your thoughts as you deliver that what you're asking, instead of having pause in between, you're just going at a relaxed and comfortable space. James Nathan Miller says, questions are the breath of life for the conversation. Keep the questions going. Keep the questions going. Keep the questions going. You know, if you are a speaker, you love when the Q&A time come, because it just help you to expand so much more on you and your deliver. Yes. As a presenter, it's important to have certain, what they call them, like icebreakers that you can use. And I've used icebreakers at the beginning and also at the end of my presentations. Because at the end of the conversation, when I ask, are there any questions? A lot of times people start to look around and, you know, and nobody's saying anything. And you start off with an icebreaker. Maybe you say, well, how was your day? And people look in, how was my day? So just simple thing, and you use that to break the ice. And people will begin to open up in saying, oh, well, my day was such and such. And before you know it, you have 50, 60 questions rolling over. Listening skills should be active. Be patient. Listen without the intent to reply. That shows that you are patient, you are tolerant. Again, you'll find out the more you focus on jotting down your questions and everything like that, you will develop patience and tolerance. Listening skills needs to focus on selective and reinforcement. You pick out the section of the conversation or the presentation that impacted you most, you reinforce that with some positive comments and remarks. After that, you give an empathetic summary based on your understanding of the conversation or the presentation. There are lots of people who they just, oh, I don't have anything to say. And it doesn't matter how you work towards helping them to to develop some probing questions and have some input, they just locked down. And those are the people, you know, that they did not go there with any purpose or intent. As you think of, I just mentioned two words to you, selective and reinforcement. When you think of operating selectively, you're going to ask, what I select out of all that I just heard? And how to reinforce it is how I reply to it. It's simple. What you select and how you reply to it. I want to also remind you that each and every person in that room or arena, wherever, might choose something different, and it's okay. And you know the reason why that happens? Because they, each and every one of us, enters the situation with different purpose and also different intent. The important thing is that all of us select that which impacted us most so that we can get the value that is meant for us. I want to pause and welcome guest 548 to the show. Thank you for stopping by. And do you have any insight that you would like to share around the topic, listening with purpose and intent? You can type in the chat room, or if you so feel desired, you may call in 646-915-8166. Are you someone who applies listening with purpose and intent in your business or in your daily life? If so, what are some of the results that you have gotten over this time? Guest 548, please let me hear from you. Type and let me know what your reply is. So if you're on the phone and you want to call in to give us some insight on speaking with listening with intent, please do so. It's 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. The other thing you're going to find out, that as soon as you begin to let listening with purpose and intent becomes a habit, not only is your business going to be catapulting, but your life is also going to be going to several other notches. I tell you, because you're going to find out that the things that you were ripping your hair out about is right there. I know that, especially for those people who are looking to create products. And they are looking to create products and they don't know what to use. If they listen to their customers, then they will realize what they should be making. All right, we have a caller. Caller, good morning. Your first three numbers are 661. Would you state your name and where you're calling from? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm in California. I've called your show quite a few times. I thought that you had gone off the air for some reason. Time was different.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm on every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. and on Sundays at 7 p.m. It's just last Sunday, I had to do a replay because I had a conflict. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I love your show, and I'll just continue to listen to you.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question before you go? Have you been practicing listening with intent and purpose in your life in any way?
I definitely do.
Right. And what would you say the results have been? You come out a winner each time you do that?
You definitely do. I mean, you have to learn to listen. And like you said, you, whatever your intentions are, will definitely keep you focused.
Because you know something, we are co-creators of everything we have in our lives. And there are many of us as entrepreneurs that we are leaving those responsibility up to the marketing and all of that. But if we would listen to our customers, and so we would come out a winner every time. So I want to thank you. I think I know who you are. Did you start that independent business yet?
Right now I'm off work. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I just get everything together, I will definitely, because I'm going back into real estate.
I remember. That's why, because I look at the number and I said, I know who she is, and we have. You should probably write my number. Are we connected on Facebook or anything?
No, we're not.
Listen, I want you to write this phone number down on my email. I want to send you an intake form. I want to offer you a complimentary coaching session at no cost to you. Send me an email at dynamicdaphne@aol.com.
I'm sorry,
dynamicdaphne@aol.com for me to send it out to you. And call me on 860-355-9838 one day. I want to just like give you some little insight, because I remember that you were looking to transition into your own practice. So.
Correct. And the number again is 860-355-9838.
9838, yes.
Okay, 355-9838.
And the Daphne spelled D-A-P-H-N-E, and I'll get that form out to you. And then after you get it back to me, we will speak on the phone.
Okay. And what's your Facebook?
My Facebook is facebook.com/dynamicdaphne. That's the one that you can like my fan page. But if you go to Daphne Clark Hudson, you can also subscribe to that. Although it is full, you can subscribe and you can still get everything that I enter in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so I'll get your email later. Get that paper out to you so we can get the ball rolling.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right. You're a great supporter. Thank you, my sister. So we're going to put you back on mute. If you want to say something, you can just raise your hand by doing one.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Yes, it's this lady, she has been listening for months. And now you all know why I don't like to not be on the air, because she thought I wasn't on. And I just, last Sunday, I wasn't on because I had a conflict. I had home visits. I mentioned that I coordinate the French student program, and I was supposed to do home visits last Saturday, but the area I was going to visit in, they were having the junior prom, and you don't want to be in nobody's house when they're getting cute. So then I switched and did the visits on Sunday. And I started at 11 and I finished at 8:30 at night. So I put a replay of the show on of my previous conversation with Yolanda Webb. Lack doesn't live here. And I tell you, a lot of people don't download that baby. Like 300 and something people download it since Sunday. So that's good. So I apologize to my loyal supporter that I wasn't on live. But I love being on here. I enjoy the people. I love the people. So we are continuing with listening with purpose and intent. Now, selective and responsive listening works together because as you select something, all of a sudden, it's going to lead you directly into how am I going to reinforce this? How does this apply to my life? Our selection and replies determine conversational direction. So when you select this point, let's look on attracting clients to our business. You select some high point that the presenter gave you. And you say, well, this is what I'm going to focus on. How do you enforce it? You develop a pattern or a system that is going to help you to get the best out of it. So you, in turn, will say to the person, well, here is how I see myself reinforcing this. And this is how you are going to get the best out of reinforcing, selective and reinforcement of a conversation. I tell you something, one of the greatest pet peeves for me is people that come to workshops or go to conferences and they hop to every workshop to pick up handouts. Let me tell you something. If you are listening to me and you are one of the people that are doing that, you need to stop it. I'm saying stop it because you do not learn by reading notes. You learn by interacting and participating. As adult learners, you got to know that the more you interact and get involved in a presentation, the best you are going to get out of it. So if you are hopping from classes to collect handouts, you better stop it. I tell it is such a pet peeve of mine until what I do now at conferences, I hand out my handouts at the end of the class. So those people who are coming to collect handout to go, surprise, there is none because the people who wait for the end and participate in the conversations, those are the people who get the surprise at the end because I hand them a handout for them to leave with. And now they'll appreciate it more. They are going to be getting more out of it because they interacted and participated in the conversation as it was taking place. Let's talk about what does empathetic summary means. Empathetic summary deals with three important words. The first word is facts. What were the facts you gathered from the conversation? Which ones do you judge most relevant to your situation? The next one is priorities. What's your opinions, beliefs, and feelings about it? Are those priority to you getting the results that you're looking for? And remember, all of this thing, as a matter of fact, this entire presentation this morning is geared towards us as entrepreneurs doing a self-evaluation of how we are looking to build our brand, expand our business, attract new customers. The next word in empathetic summary is action. So the three words here that you need to focus on is the facts. How am I judging the facts? Are they relevant to me? Priorities? What's my beliefs? What my feelings? What opinions am I coming away with that I had not gone in with? Remember, you went there with a purpose. So your purpose is supposed to help you to identify your beliefs, your feelings, and your opinion, and give you clarity in walking away with it. The last word I need you to focus on as you look on empathetic summary is action. What actions are you going to take? When are you going to take it? You might also be at a place where you say, oh, no. I am not taking any action now. This is too scary. And I cannot take any action now. And if that's something that you decide, you will need to undecide that too, because as you look back and say, well, here, why did I come here? Here are the facts that are relevant to me. These are priorities. These are the opinions I came away with. These are my beliefs. These are my feelings. So now that it comes to action time, I got to find some way of ridding the fear that is holding me hostage of not taking action to get the result. So you got to affirm to yourself that I'm going to take action right now. I'm going to fight fear. I'm going to beat fear down, because fear has been holding me hostage for how long? And I must take action now. It might not be the intensity of what you want to do, but you got to take action now, because fear breeds on the ground of procrastination. Procrastination is the fertilizer for fear. It grows like Miracle-Gro when you procrastinate. So you must take action now, regardless of what everything else looks like. Empathy, and here is an example of empathy. Daphne, let me see if I understand. You address the person by their name. You like to decrease production scraps by 5% using the new Staten recovery process. You believe success will depend on the second and third shift leaders' attitudes toward technical changes required. Is that about it? Now, remember when we spoke about being the source, being the receiver, when the receiver became the source. So now it is your time. As the person or persons demonstrate empathy towards your statement, they are summarizing their understanding. And at the end of them summarizing their understanding, they are asking your approval. Is that about it? And there are times I notice when people illustrate empathetic summary, they use different words than I use. However, it was still clear that they understood what my message was about. So you must understand the message. So even when somebody substitutes a word other than you had used, you can still say, yes, that is what it is all about. I will talk with both of them tomorrow and give you my best estimate on their intended support. You see, Nobody's wires are crossed. Everybody is leaving the conversation with clarity. Everybody is leaving the conversation with clarity. And it is very important for us to utilize this in our everyday lives. Whether you're in a corporate job or not, you're a business owner, you're getting ready to go into your own business like the lady I just had on. She is already demonstrating these practices in her everyday life. And because of that, it is going to be so rewarding as she goes on to carry on that what she's doing in her real estate and business. In conclusion, listening, we must decide it's important in our relationships, in our business success, in the influences that we make. We must remember that listening is more important than talking, and that we will, every time, gain more traction and more values from being an effective, diligent listener. If it is going to improve, it is up to you to make the adjustments. It is valuable to each of our business, whether we are in a service industry or a product industry. Remember, our customers, our supporters, our listeners are the ones who help us to create our brand and to make us an expert in each industry. So listening with purpose and intent is extremely important. We must prepare a clear purpose, a patient mind, and questions to reply. Remember, if you enter into a conversation without any purpose, you will not leave with any intent. So you must go in there prepared with clear purpose and intent. You must have a patient mind of tolerance in order to get the best. What they say, bang for your buck. Use your new skills. You must reinforce, and you must illustrate empathic summary. And this is my input today towards the improving our businesses through listening with purpose and intent. I am honored for those people who have joined me today. We are also now on iTunes. Yes, we are. So share that with listeners and encourage them to download it. This Sunday evening, we are having the Love Coach. So if you are looking to spice up your love life, if you are looking to start revving the love engine, you need to join us. And Laura Wilson is going to be joining us on Sunday evening to talk about love life and what we can do for those of us who our love life is dormant. She's going to be helping us to rev that engine up. And check my Facebook page, Dynamic Daphne, Facebook at Dynamic Daphne, Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. And if you're listening, I want for you to donate to my breakfast feeding program. I have a nonprofit called the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. and we are looking for support to begin to feed the next school year beginning in September. We are looking to start feeding the elementary school children breakfast at the Carmel Moravian School in Westmoreland. That is my former elementary school. That's where I got my education. As a matter of fact, I was not privy to go to traditional high school. So God has blessed me over the years. I am a living example of listening with purpose and intent, because every place I had gone to, I have found something there that has enhanced my life, and that is which has allowed me to be on this platform now. So I am really excited about this project. We are looking to feed. It's not a lot of kids. It's just 100 kids to be fed 5 days a week, a hot breakfast. Our goal is when we earn enough money to build a cafeteria for those children. We also are looking to empower their parents to be the ones, because it's a farming community. I'm looking to get the parents to farm the produce that we cook in the cafeteria. So if you want to donate, you can either go to GoFundMe.com and look for the breakfast feeding program. Or if you want to donate directly through PayPal, you can do so by Dynamic, B-Y-N-A, Dynamic Daphne 1 at gmail.com. And if you do that, you can send the donation directly through PayPal. Every little bit counts. If you can give $2, $3, $4, $5, whatever you can do to help me to feed these children, I will appreciate it. If you are in the local area, Danbury, Connecticut, New York, and hey, even Massachusetts, we are looking to do a dodgeball tournament the end of August. And we are looking for your support. We are looking for your teams. We are looking for your food. We are looking for sponsorship. We are also going to be having a tax sale to benefit our nonprofit. So I'm really looking that when school opens in September, that I will be able, and along with some of the directors and other supporters, that we will be down there in Jamaica feeding hot breakfast to the children at the Carmel Primary School. So again, I ask you to support me in different areas of what I'm doing. If you are in the Greater Litchfield area, I want you to be a member of the National Association of Professional Women. I'm blessed to be the president of the Litchfield chapter. We will be meeting on the 28th of May at the Litchfield Inn at 5:30. We start with networking and dinner. And we have a guest speaker who is coming in to talk about lifestyle changes and what we can do to enjoy luxurious vacations at a minimal cost. And so we meet at the Litchfield in 432 Bantam Road in Litchfield. If you have not yet connected with me on Twitter, again, I want you to do Twitter at Dynamic Daphne, Facebook.com/Dynamic Daphne. I have a number of pages up there, including the A New Day radio show. Please, I want you to like it. I want you to subscribe to my page, Daphne Clark Hudson. For those of you on LinkedIn, please, I ask that you connect with me there on LinkedIn and let us see how we can add value to each other. I am here and it is my intention to add value to each and every one of my listeners. Whatever I can do to help you in what you're doing, I am committed to do that. Again, I honor each and every one of you for what you are doing. Continue to listen with purpose and intent. Stay focused. Stay the course. Know that you are called for a destiny. And no one, nowhere in the world, unless you decide to do that, will stop your progress or derail you. Remember, you can only fail when you quit. But if and when you butt your toe and you stumble, keep looking up, as my friend Les Brown says. No matter if you fall on your face, do your best to flip over so you can keep looking up. Because so long as you can look up, you will get up. This is Dynamic Daphne saying, so long, stay blessed, have a magnificent week, and follow your destiny. Love you guys.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
Breaking of day, it's destiny.
That I know what I know what I know what I'm here for.
He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch Him right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody. You're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great.